Blog Talk Radio.
This is Project JJSX. Talk Radio. Of course, my name is Jason Kelly. That's right. Chill. Yep. And for these next 30 minutes, we're going to have a lot of fun. We welcome Brandon Black out of Kansas City, Missouri to the mic. And 30JK Nation, I guarantee you're going to love what we're going to bring to the table. So, everybody, let's go old school rolling, y'all. Okay, everybody, it's that time to welcome to the stage, out of Kansas City, Missouri, man, he is a talk boxer and a very awesome musician, keeping the legacy of Roger Troutman and Zapp alive. Yes. The talk box ain't dead in a long shot, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please give it up and way up for the one and only Mr. Brandon Black.
What's up, Jason Kelly?
Yeah, buddy.
What's going on, Jason? What's going on?
That's for you, my man. Give it up.
Oh my God. Ooh, it feels so good right now. Yeah.
No, man. Kansas City, Missouri is where you're from, the Show Me State.
Yes, sir.
Tell everybody, representing 30JK Nation, about yourself, please.
Man, well, I've been in music productions for now about 10 years. I was just, you know, producing a lot of different records and traveled the country and really deep, heavy music background. And I love music. I love music, but there's a certain kind of music that I was raised on, and Roger is foundational for my household. Ain't no barbecue, ain't no get-togethers, ain't nothing happening unless Roger is played, you know. And that's just what I grew up on. And so a lot of my talk box background came from just listening as a child. There was no talk boxes in my family. So I picked this up last year, and I had been watching the talk box for 2 years, studying the talk box in detail before I even bought one. It's been a crazy ride. It's created so many different avenues, opened up so many doors, and it's been 100% funky, brother.
Oh man, really awesome! And your talk box is named Brandy. Why?
Well, B.B. King, I believe, had Lucille. Is that correct? Lucille, that was her name.
Lucille. Yep.
And I feel like you have to name your favorite weapon, and the talk box is my weapon. It's also a little bit of my personality. It's named in honor of the sister that was born right before me. Her name was Brandy, and she passed away. So since she was so close to me being born, I felt like it was only right, being born into the Talkbox Nation, that I named my board Brandy.
Oh, and 30JK Nation, you know that he has a Microkorg. That's micro K-O-R-G, for those that don't know how to spell that. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Man, everybody's embracing the Microkorg. The Zap Band, you, Woody Funk from Japan, and wow, the list goes on and on and on and on. Everybody's been using it. And most recently, I've been playing it a little bit while I was at Guitar Center. And, man, ain't nothing like a Microkorg.
Man, you got that right, brother. The Microkorg is, when it comes to talk boxing and patch control and parametric control, analog control, it's very in-depth. And it's the control that you have with this board, and the engine that's in it. That's the most important thing when you're talk boxing. Is a lot of people think it's the actual talk box that you use. It's the keyboard. It's the patch. It's the synth. The driver within the keyboard, the synth engine that really pushes that sound that you really need to get a very good talk box. And the Microkorg is, to me, still today, it's the number one board to be used, modern day board, let's put it that way, because I'm a Yamaha fan. I just never had one, you know.
Right. So you got to get to the next best thing.
Yeah.
Now, if I may ask, what artist did you perform for when you used the talk box?
Thus far, I've used the talk box. I was on tour with a female, actually, who worked closely with the Zap Band. Her name is Jackie Michaels. Look her up on her Facebook, you guys, if you get a chance. Her name is Jackie Michaels. I performed alongside of her on tour with Chris Brown, August Alsina, Seven Streeter, Drew Hill, and Ruben Studdard, Layla Hathaway, and the talk box now can be heard on records. It's all over Latoya Luckett's new album. Y'all make sure y'all get that, because your boy is holding Talk Box Nation down on that album. Six different records, you know, the talk box is represented. And future projects, Usher, Chris Brown, And it's so much more that I have sitting in my inbox waiting to be addressed. Some movies, talk boxes and movies that I'm getting ready to do. So thus far, it's been getting ready to use it for a rapper named Chris Calico. I don't know if a lot of people have heard of Tech N9ne. Strange Music, I'm getting ready to do that the 29th of May. My tour dates and appearances just got started, but it's so much, man. I'm just grateful.
Wow. Man, you're putting work with this thing.
Man, it has to be taken serious. It has to be established back on a national level. You know, we lost it for a minute. It was kind of an underground thing, and then auto-tune surfaced, And I feel like auto-tune is the cheap version of the talk box because there's so much effort that goes into talk boxing, and everyone that talk box knows what I'm talking about. It's easy to get offended
right.
when it's mistaken for auto-tune, you know,
right?
Because it's a lot of work. But I just feel like it needs to take the national platform again as it was when the Zap Band and Roger were at their prom.
And Peter Frampton and Teddy Riley and,
yes,
and
Teddy
Bon Jovi.
Yes. Yes,
and
yes.
Joe Walsh and all those guys.
My goodness, man. Yeah, Stevie Wonder even.
Yeah. Hey, hold that thought while I bring up another Brandon, ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation. You know him as More Bounce, coming at you from the land of funk himself, the 937, the Gem City. This is Mr. Brandon Sutton.
What's up, Jason Kelly? What's up, Brandon Black? We're gonna get funky on this Blog Talk Radio. That's right, you know we get it live. So come, baby, let's ride on down and take it on down. That's right, Brandon. More about something, yeah, all right.
What's up?
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I am surrounded by nothing but talk boxing over here, man.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I can't believe it. So what brings you by, Mr. Sutton, sir?
Well, you know, I gotta come and give my boy Black some support now. For a while now, I'd say a few months, I've been supporting Black. He's doing his thing. He's definitely one of the high-item talk boxers out there. If you guys ain't checked some of his stuff out, check his videos out. He's on YouTube, Facebook. I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Brandon Black is when it comes to any kind of music. If it has something to do with instrumental work, recording, talk boxing, Brandon Black's the man. There's some I agree, highly agree with Brandon Black. It is upsetting to a talk boxer when... it's being related to an auto tune. There is
Man.
So much work that has something to do with it. It just
yes.
is. I've had a couple of guys, and one of them didn't know nothing from nothing, but the other guy, he's like, is that auto tune? I'm like, no. Oh, so you do it on the software? No. I play my voice with my keys, and I wasn't even going to explain it because, he's just one of those guys. But yes, people out there, do not relate
ever.
A talk boxer to a vocoder ever.
Ever.
Or auto-tune.
Ever.
Nothing.
Ever. Ever.
All one.
Those that get
Don't
it,
break it,
get it.
So.
Yeah. Those
yeah.
that
yeah.
get it, get it.
Yeah, you can never pair together the use of your hands, your throat, your mouth, your creativity, and as well as your knowledge of the keyboard, exactly, the patch, the hard work, because anybody that knows, and Brandon, you know as well, when you're talk boxing, sometimes you build up a sweat because you're using so much energy,
and you run out of breath.
Running out of breath,
your jaw starts getting achy,
your cheek is getting pinched, Truth, this is auto-tune. You jump on the microphone and you go. Vocoder, you jump on the microphone and you press a few keys and you go. This is the true work, and this is work.
Yep. People think they can just hop on. Well, some people out there think they can just hop on, press a couple keys, and they sound like Roger. No, not at all.
No,
you got to use pitch bend, modulation, fix your patch. Make sure if you want to sound good, resonance on. If you want to do the Roger thing, do the so far, and I've even said this to you, man, you definitely got the Roger patch, definitely. There's a lot of people, that try to manipulate that patch to sound it, but, so far, man, so good. You sound really good, doing
bless
your
you,
thing.
Brother. And you know what, B? That patch, how that got created, honestly, this is crazy. I wasn't in the talk box circle. I didn't know any talk boxers. I was just getting my feet wet. So what I did was I went on YouTube, and I just played Roger videos over and over as I was programming, and I really used the video of him on Video Soul in the gold outfit.
Yeah,
you
know,
yeah, you
got,
there
you
know,
it is. Yeah,
you know the one where he was he was on the couch and he was
ladies and gentlemen, you're watching.
You know,
yeah,
that right there.
Yeah.
And I said, I want my talk box to sound like that because the bottom on that keyboard, it was amazing. That when he hit that, you know, when he hit
ladies and gentlemen, watching Video Soul.
That right there, that Video Soul, I was like, I
yep.
need that bottom. But it also had a bite to it on the top that was just so gorgeous. And he was
yes.
able to modify it when he hit the computer love part in that video. It was so angelic. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The personality of it switched, and I just wanted my talk box to sound like that.
You definitely, it sounds good, you know, and then you can bottom it out. And
more Mouth.
Yeah.
That's right. Roger, tell me, computer love.
Yeah, there you go. Let me tell you something, gang. Let me tell y'all something. Anybody that thinks about TalkBox is the same as AutoTune, I say survey says. Forget it.
Yeah. It's true though. I mean, there's so much work, and you can tell. You can tell how much a talk boxer, this is one thing, when you're a talk boxer to another talk boxer, you can always tell how hard a talk boxer works at his craft. Like Brandon Black, for instance. You know,
right.
he can do some of, well, he can do, I think, Roger's, Roger used to do a bunch of, you know, put a lot of vocals and humming and stuff, and Black can do that. That stuff, you can always tell how hard a talk boxer works at it. By the sound and what he can create with it. And you can definitely tell that, you know, Brandon Black has surely put in a lot of hours, tears, and yes, there is tears. Yes, there is sweat.
Yes.
So, and you can tell he's done it. I mean, you know, I give the man props. He's one of the talk boxers that I personally today look up to. I still watch the videos and stuff like that. I try to learn, you know, the way he does keys and stuff like that. I mean, the guy's a good talk boxer. There ain't no doubt about it.
And you know what, B? Bless you for what you just said, man. I got to the point. I had a talk box. I had it for about 2 months, and I went through the whole phase where you slobber all over yourself. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
You got to change out shirts, and, you know, your
get
mouth is
spit all over your keyboard. Oh,
your tube. You know, you get the clogged up tube sound, and. You know, and I got to that point, and I said, okay, I'm never going to ever get this. And like, believe it or not, I put the talk box down, and this was like month number two. And I said, I quit. I went in the room and told my woman, I said, I quit. I'm not doing it. This, I don't know how they do this. I'm not going to do it. This is some BS. And so I sat on the bed for about 10 minutes, and I got up off the bed, and I said, never mind. I can do this. And it was about a week later. And
that is so funny because that's almost something similar to me. I'm so frustrated. I used to practice down in my parents' basement, and all it would, you know, it'd smell like basement. I'd work. I'm like, okay, what is it that I am doing wrong? What do I have to correct? I've tried to correct it. It was 3 hours, and I said, man, you know, I don't know. I'm about done. I'm tired of this. You know, if it wasn't from hitting the wrong key, it was from a different sound patch. And I was like, no. And then I remember I watched Roger's videos back. This was back 2006. There wasn't a lot on there. But I just kind of, I focused. I took a deep breath. I said, okay, it sounded like he, you know, kind of thing. Like, okay, well, it sounded like he went from an E to a D, C, D, E. And I went down in the basement. I kept doing it. I was like, okay. And then, you know, the more and more I practice, I was like, okay. Now, every now and then, I still get the slobber. They'll run down. But I have corrected the spit rattle and puffing out spit all over the keyboard. I've so far corrected that. But then again, talk boxing is just, it's not an easy thing anybody can learn. It's not something you can learn overnight. It takes hard work, dedication, practice, studying, a lot of research, you know, and that's what it is.
Anything that you're working on right now, Brandon? More about?
Yeah, currently I'm working on the Summer Jam album. We're finishing up the 937. Then we're going to have another out. It's going to call it Be My Lady. Be My Lady is going to have a Roger feel to it. It's funny, Brandon Black mentioned Tech N9ne. As you know, Roger and Tech N9ne worked together on the Twisted album. So some of the background is actually going to be, I'll see. All right, here we go. Some of the background, I'm going to kind of rip a little Roger on it, but yeah, it's going to be like, some mixed up, so
mixed up, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be, you know, background effects like Roger used to do, but yeah, I'm working on a summer jam album right now.
Oh, awesome. Summer Jam album.
Yep, that's what it's going to be called. Because here in Dayton, Ohio, you see, people still know. I was just on television the other day, and actually I'm going to post a video. And I was going by the monument, and I was playing I Can Make You Dance. I was just, you know, jamming, having a good time. There was a couple old heads, as we call them here in Dayton, little old-timers. And they heard that at the stoplight there on Salem, and they were just getting down. They was like, what do you know about that? And, you know, on that side of town, you know, there's not a lot of, like, you know, guys like me, like young guys that go over there. They're like, and they, you know, they look like, what you know about that? You know, and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, what don't I know about that?
You play it in, you're playing in your car almost every day, Brandon. For real, more about for real.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Literally,
that's all I listen to is Roger.
Every day.
Yep, literally. I practice talk box when I get home from work. Get home from work around 3 o'clock. I start around 5 o'clock, and I don't end till about 10 or 11.
Yep. Wow. Now that's work. That's hard work right there.
Yes, yes. Just like I said, you know, if you listen to Brandon, you know, you can tell hard work, dedication. That's what I always preach to people. Hey, you know, it's not something. You can't just stick a tube in your mouth, hit a couple of keys, and expect, okay, I'm going to say the word right, and I'm going to sound like Roger, because you'll never sound like Roger. It don't matter if you had his keyboard, had his own patch, had his driver, had everything he had that was his, and you put it in there, and you hit the right keys. You're not going to sound like Roger because of you know, your vocal cords, but like Brandon Black, you can, if you close your eyes and you just kind of get in a zen mode, if you close your eyes and listen to Brandon Black, you would swear up and down that you was playing the Roger videos. That's how you can come very, very close. You know, just try that. Try to close your eyes and listen to Brandon Black. You'll see what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Let me tell you why I can't live my life without you. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I want to be your man. Girl.
Yeah. Man, you guys are amazing. For those of you that want to listen to it live right here, we have about, less than 6 minutes left in here. Phone number here is 347-857-2310. If you're not able to join us live, you can always check us out at the archives and hit that follow button, because you know we're here for you, baby. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say one
Brandon
more thing
Black.
Before I cash out, because this is all about Brandon Black. This is Brandon Black's interview. I'll tell you, Brandon Black, you're an incredible artist, incredible talk boxer. You definitely do your thing. I'm loving your style.
Thank
I'm
you.
Loving your music. You're an
Thank
awesome
you.
Guy. Maybe in the future we can send some things to each other and make an all talk box song. You never know. But until then, I will definitely hit you up from then, man. You're just like I said, you're incredible. Keep doing what you're doing, because I'm definitely digging it.
Thank you, brother, man. My funk, bro.
Oh, yeah, always, always. So I'll leave you guys with this before I cash out. Here we go. We'll bump up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. know the world's in a real bad way, but I can make it better. Let me show you what it takes and make you
Yeah.
Over now.
Oh,
I'll see y'all later.
Yeah.
You guys have a good time now. Get funky.
Yeah.
Stay funky.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, y'all. I'll check you on the flip side.
You got it, brother.
Be it,
Brandon
Black, man.
Brandon Sutton on 30JK. Those cheers are for you, baby. Those cheers are for you. Any piece of advice you want to give to people that want to be in the music business and doing this, Black?
Definitely. Be patient. And remember, in anything that you do, it requires skill. Skill is acquired by much study. So be patient with your study. And one of the things, Jason, that I used to want to be was great.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to be great. And I realized that wanting to be great was the wrong focus. And anything you do when it comes to this music business, want to be successful at being yourself. That is the key. Be successful at being yourself. Being great is a good goal. It's a good, you know, being great at what you do. But just being yourself, and that's one of the things that I admire about Roger. He was always himself at all times.
Right on.
He was great. He was great because of that, you know. And so it's about being yourself. So the three things: be patient, study, and shoot for being yourself. Not being great. Be yourself. Be successful at being yourself.
Awesome. Again, y'all, that's Brandon Black from Kansas City, Missouri.
No.
Before we leave, I want everybody to listen to Brandon play us out. See you on the flip side next time at the same time as we bring back Jazzy Jason DeCanio of the Queens New Yorker and his flagship station on Ustream. Brandon, take us out of here. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up. Right on.
Hey, lady, let me tell you why I can live my life without you. No.
Anytime you want to come back, you know you're always welcome. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. I'll see you soon, all righty?
Much love. Mo fun.
All right. And right back at you. Oh, man. Hey, everybody, I'll see you on the flip side. Jason Kelly signing out. And as always imparting, remember, it's a J. K-Thang, sissy, we gone, rock on, you man.